Okay, everybody say.
Tonight, if we cover everything that I want to cover tonight, then this will be the last year we neder in Hilchas Yichud. Next week we'll break. We won't convene next week. And then the following Tuesday night, we'll go back to our regularly scheduled programming. What I want to cover tonight is several. We've been learning all of the various Yisurim of Hilchas Yichud, and if we've been listening at all, we've discovered that Hilchas Yichud answers more situations than we're normally used to thinking. I think some people assume that Yichud is just one man and one woman, and that's it. And we've discovered that Hilchas Yichud is much broader than that. Tonight, everything that we're going to talk about is a kula. We're going to cover various kulas that we can employ. Some of them are more are subject to debate, as we'll see, but various kulas that will make all of these Yisurim that we've been learning about perhaps a little bit more manageable. So the first one is in Sifches. This is a halacha which we've touched upon because of Bor and other halachas, but now we'll talk about it directly. Does everybody have the Sifchar? It's not so critical, but Sifches. The Mechaber says, Isha Shabalo Be'ir in Choshin Lehizyachad Imo B'nei She'emas Ba'alo Aleho. A woman whose husband is in town, it's mutter to be mishyachet with her, even though she's an eshes ish and an erva, because she's afraid of her husband. Her husband may walk in, and we'll see if that's exactly the meaning. But emas baila aleha, she's afraid of her husband, and therefore there is no isser. But says the shemachaber, im hoye ze gasba, if the man who is being closeted with this woman is gasba, that means that they're on familiar terms. He's intimately acquainted with her. Kegoin shegodli imai, for instance, they grew up together. Oy shehi krevosay, or she's a relative of his, perhaps she's his niece or something. Oyim kinula bailu imze, or another halacha which we won't talk about. If the husband was mekaneh her, warned her, I don't want you to be alone with this man. So then lo yisyachet ima afal pisha bailu beir, then the heter of bailu beir falls away. This is based on the Gemara in Daf Chay Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba, Bailu Be'ir ain Chayshishin Mishum Yichud." If the husband is in town, there is no issur of Yichud. Then the Gemara tells a story, and this story also is important. So we're going to read the story. Rav Bibi Ikla Lebei Rav Yosef. Rav Bibi was visiting by the home of Rav Yosef. Basha the Korach Rifta, after they finished eating, after supper, Amalu, Sir Rav Yosef, who was the Balabos, and he was leaving the house, so he said to the servants, Shkailu Dargo Mitoisi Bibi, pull the ladder out from under Rav Bibi. In other words, Rav Bibi was a guest in the home of Rav Yosef. After supper, Rav Bibi went up to the guest room, which was on the second story, and you had to climb a ladder to get up to the second story. So now Rav Bibi is on the second story in the guest room. Rav Yosef and his wife are on the bottom story. And Rav Yosef had to leave. He was leaving his wife alone with Rav Bibi. So Rav Yosef said to the Misharsim that they should pull the ladder up. They should pull the ladder away in order that Rav Bibi not be able to climb down until he comes back, in order to prevent the issue of Yichud. So it was really, Rav Bibi would be alone with his wife, it would be a problem of Yichud. So Rav Yosef said, I have an Eishah, we'll pull the ladder out, that way Rav Bibi won't be able to get down. If he can't get down, what?
He was going out of town?
No, so the Gemara asks, the Gemara, Bai Rabir and Chayshishin Mishum Yichud, didn't we just learn that as long as the husband's in town, there's no problem of Yichud? Rav Yosef wasn't going out of town, he was just leaving the house. So the Gemara answers, Shaini Rav Bibi was different, the Sheshvinti Havoi, he was the Sheshvinin of the Mishas of Yosef, meaning he was, Rashi says they were Bnei Bris, they were good friends. Rav Bibi was a good friend of Rav Yosef's wife, and therefore Begaisabei, he was very friendly with her. So that takes off the heter of Baila Be'ir. That's the halacha that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, that Baila Be'ir is mutter, but not if they're very friendly with each other, and the Shulchan Aruch elaborated, if they're relatives, or if they grew up together, maybe Rav Bibi grew up with Rav Yosef's wife, maybe they were in the same class. some are not. But anyway, that's so. Therefore, the heter of Baal Be'er could not apply. But otherwise, Baal Be'er takes off the Isser of Yichud. There's a fundamental machlokes among the Paiskim how to understand the heter of Baal Be'er, and it has tremendous repercussions lahalacha. The Chochmas Odom, the Chai Odom, he understands that the reason why Baal Be'er is mutter is because they're afraid, or the woman is afraid, that the husband will walk in. So therefore, even though he's not mamish, he's not home, but the woman is always afraid maybe the husband will come knocking on the door, and he'll discover that she's being mishyachad with this fellow. And therefore, that fear prevents her from doing anything untoward, and that's what takes off the heter of Yichud. And that's really the implication of Rashi, because Rashi, when he explains the heter of Baal Be'er, so Rashi says the reason why it's mutter is because, as Rashi puts it, the mistofi mi baal, they're afraid of the husband, has to osi, maybe he's going to come right now. And therefore, because they're afraid the husband may come in, that's what takes off the Isser of Yichud. Now, the Rambam has a slightly different lashon. The lashon of the Rambam is, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, who quotes the Rambam, she'emas ba'lo aleha, she's afraid of the husband. But the Chai Odom says it comes to the same thing. Why is she afraid of the husband? Because he may walk in the door. So therefore, the Chai Odom understands the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch to be saying basically almost the same thing as Rashi, that they're afraid of the husband. The only difference is Rashi says they're afraid. The Rambam says she's afraid. That we'll talk about later. But either way, the Chai Odom understands that the fear that the Rambam talks about is the fear that Rashi describes, that has to ushi, that he may walk in, and that's what creates the heter of Baal Be'er. And therefore, why? So he understands, the Chai Odom understands that when the Rambam says Amos Baila, it means, why is it Amos Baila? Because she's afraid that has to ushi, like Rashi says, it'll come now. But the Chai Odom understands that it's not a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. They're basically saying, except for the difference between the she and the they, Rashi says they're afraid, the Rambam says he's afraid, but the fear is the same fear that the husband will walk in.
And if she knows that he's the half hour.
So therefore, based on that understanding, based on the Chai Odom's understanding of the idea of Baal Be'er, the Paiskim can say that various chumras, various limitations would follow from that. First of all, if she knows, like Mr. Stern is saying, what if the woman knows the husband just called? Of course, in the time of the Gemara, this couldn't happen. But now that we have telephones, what if the husband, she's in Brooklyn, and the husband just called from Manhattan? So even though it's one city, but she knows that the husband, there's no way that he can get home within the next half an hour, because he's even if he'll get a, there'll be no traffic, or she knows it's going to take him half an hour to get here, which is long enough to have an Isser Yichud. So according to the Chai Odom's understanding of Baal Be'er, the heter won't apply, because she's not afraid the husband will come now. She knows he can't come now because he's half an hour away. Or another scenario. This scenario with the telephone, the early Paiskim, of course, couldn't talk about. But they talk about another case. What if the woman is not home? She went to visit this fellow, and the husband hasn't the foggiest idea where she is. So then there's no, where's the heter of Baal Be'er? She's not afraid the husband's going to walk in. The husband might walk home, but the husband doesn't know this. Why should she think that the husband's going to walk into this house? The husband doesn't know where she is. So in that case, says the Nesilas L'Shabbos, which is a sefer from the Hafla, on Shulchan Aruch, so he writes that in the Chinami, in such a case, the heter of Baal Be'er would not apply. Baal Be'er is only if the woman is home, or if the husband, or at least if the husband knows where she is. So then there's a chash that the husband, that the woman, that the husband may really, of hasta osi, like Rashi puts it. But if the husband doesn't know where she is, so there's no real chance that he'll come in, or if she knows he just called, he's far away, there's no real chance that he could come in. According to the Chai Odom's understanding of Baal Be'er, the heter of Baal Be'er will not apply. There's another chumah here. The Chai Odom goes on, and he says another interesting knesh. The Chai Odom says, Chai Odom wants to use this explanation, his understanding of Baal Be'er, to explain why Baal Be'er doesn't apply when it's Libay Gaspa. The Gemara says, like by Rabibi, if they're intimate with each other, if they're good friends, then there's no heter of Baal Be'er. So why not? So many Achayinim say, the Chidah and others, that it's if they're intimate with each other, the Yetzirah is stronger. They're already halfway to perhaps starting a romance. So therefore, that overrides the heter of Bai Lebayir. There's a stronger Yetzirah when it's Libay Gaspa. But the Chayodim says a different shot. The Chayodim says the reason why Libay Gaspa is Asur is because the whole heter of Bai Lebayir is based on the fact that the husband will come and he'll discover them together, and therefore she's afraid of the husband. She's afraid of the husband discovering them. So the Chayodim goes on and he says, the fear is not necessarily that the husband will walk in and find them in bed together. Because after all, for that they could lock the door. If the door is not locked, it's Peshach Pasuach. We're talking about a case where the door is closed or even locked. The chashash is not that, and therefore even if the husband comes, he'll knock on the door, they'll have time to get dressed. The chashash is not that he'll find them mamish engaged in tashmish. The chashash is that the husband will come and he'll find them together, even if the door is locked. So he'll knock on the door, he'll wait till they come out, and he'll see that they were together. And he'll suspect that something is wrong. What's his wife doing in a room together with this man? And it'll be chayker v'dayersh, and he'll discover that she's engaging in a romance. And therefore, she's afraid of that, and that's what takes off the isser of yichud. Therefore, says the Chayodom, the reason why libay gaspa is usher is because if it's libay gaspa, if the husband, if the wife and this fellow are friends from before, they're relatives, or they grew up together, so therefore, if the husband comes home and finds them together, he's not going to suspect anything, because he's her, this fellow is his wife, he knows this is his wife's good friend, and they're exchanging childhood memories, or she's a relative, so there's nothing suspicious in their being together. And therefore, the heter of Bai Lebayir won't apply. That's how the Chayodim explains. So based on this explanation, the Chayodim goes ahead, and he says another chumrah. And he says, as long as, if the husband gave her permission to be with this fellow, then the heter of Bai Lebayir won't apply. For instance, let's say the fellow is a plumber. So the toilet was stuffed. So before the husband went off to work, he told his wife, you know, maybe you should call a plumber. So the plumber comes to the house. He walks in. He locks the door. The door locks behind him. So yichud elamayit Bai Lebayir. So the Chayodim says that's not Bai Lebayir, because if the husband comes home and he finds that there's a plumber in the house, he's not going to be, you know, what are all the jokes about the whatever. The husband's going to come home and he's going to find that there's a plumber in the house. So he's not going to suspect anything, because a plumber belongs in the house. He told his wife to call a plumber. So therefore also, there won't be a heter of Bai Lebayir. And they have to leave the door open or unlocked. We'll talk later on about exactly what you have to do to have Pesach Pasuach L'Shus Rabim. But Bai Lebayir will not apply, according to the Havan of the Chayodim. So this is all following the Chayodim's view, and other Achayinim who go along with the Chayodim, that the idea of Bai Lebayir is that she's afraid the husband will walk in, he'll discover them together, and he'll smell a rat, and she's afraid of that, and therefore there's a heter of Bai Lebayir. And based on that, all of these chumers follow that Bai Lebayir does not apply if the husband doesn't know where she is. And Bai Lebayir does not apply if she knows the husband is half an hour away. And Bai Lebayir does not apply if the husband won't be surprised to find this fellow in the house, because he told his wife to call the plumber. In all of these cases, according to the Chayodim, there is no heter of Bai Lebayir. That's the approach of the Chayodim. Obviously, this is a chumadik approach. It very much limits the scope of Bai Lebayir. There is another review.
I mean, wouldn't that stop a woman from being so brazen as to do anything certainly illicit within her own house? It's one thing if she goes to somebody else's house, especially if the husband doesn't know where she is.
So, according to the Chayodim, not. If she doesn't feel the husband's going to come in, she locks the door, she knows the husband's not going to walk in right now, the husband's far away, or he doesn't know where she is, or all of these various scenarios, or even if he just told her to call a plumber. Now she locks the door. The husband's not going to find them. Right? The husband's not going to find them in bed together. The worst thing that will happen is he'll find them in the house together. That won't sound any alarms. So you don't have a heter of Bai Lebayir. Again, according to the Chayodim.
Chayodim specific. Does it say himself that if the woman doesn't know that her husband won't come in?
No, they didn't have telephones. How would it be shaykh? No, he doesn't say that. That other place can say based on the Chayodim. But what the Chayodim does say is that if the husband gave her permission to be with this fellow, then there's no heter of Bai Lebayir. And the Haflah says also based on the same Havana that if the husband doesn't know where she is, then there won't be a heter of Bai Lebayir, which certainly follows from the Chayodim. All of these things seem to follow from the Havana of the Chayodim.
So if he gives her permission, husband to come, what's the solution? Keep the doors open.
Or at least unlocked. We'll talk later about unlocked. But certainly not to lock the door. There is another approach. And this is an approach of the Chidor, and likewise the Chazon Ish is said to have passed in this way. And this approach understands Baal HaBayir differently. The Chazon Ish is said to have expressed it as follows. He said, Baal HaBayir is a nerve. It's a state of mind. It's not based, the Chazon Ish maintained, on the fear that the husband is going to walk in the door. Even if she doesn't think the husband is going to walk in the door. The fact that the husband is in town, that's a different state of mind. And the woman, when the husband is in town, the husband goes away on a business trip, that's a different story. But when her husband is in town, she has a frame of mind that it's Emas Baila Aleha. And it was basically, apparently, the Chazon Ish understood that the Rambam and Rashi are not the same. Rashi says that Mr. Fihasta Osi, Rashi says clearly, like the Chayodim, that she's afraid the husband's going to walk in. The Chazon Ish apparently understood that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, who say Emas Baila Aleha, are not like Rashi. And they don't pass them like Rashi. They pass them that Baal HaBayir is not based on the fear that it has to Osi. It's based on the state of mind. Amos Baal HaLeo. When the husband is in town, she has a different feeling. And even if the husband doesn't know where she is, and even if the husband gave her permission to call a plumber, all of the cases of the Chai Odom Aser, according to the Chidor, according to the Chazon Ish, would be mutter, because they fall under the heading, according to him, that's Baal HaBayir. She is in a state of Baal HaBayir. And if it doesn't matter if the husband knows where she is, it doesn't matter if the husband's really going to come home, nonetheless, she's in that frame of mind, the Baal HaBayir and its mutter. Why didn't Rabibi say it? It's a good question. I don't know why Rabibi didn't say it. Here's another question we'll talk about later on. Why wasn't Rabbi Yosef afraid that his wife would put the ladder back? That will come to in a little while. So anyway, we have here a major machlokes between the Chazon Ish on the one hand and the Chai Odom on the other. How to understand the heter of Baal HaBayir, and it has many, many ramifications. L'maisa, the Chofetz Chaim, passages like the Chai Odom. The Chofetz Chaim in Nitzchei Yisrael has the halachas of Yichud. He's machmer like the Chai Odom. On the other hand, many Paiskim are maker like the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish himself, of course, was from the Gdolei HaPaiskim. And therefore, many Paiskim are matir, Baal HaBayir, even in the broader scope of the Chazon Ish. Why should the neighbors talk? The door is closed. No, according to Chazon Ish, even if she's not home, she goes to somebody, she goes somewhere else. So again, all the time, a woman goes to a doctor's office, the door is closed, nobody's going to walk in. So according to the Chazon Ish, it's a Baal HaBayir, according to the Chai Odom, it's not Baal HaBayir. It's many, many, many situations where this machlokes applies. So actually, I think the Poskim are generally makil like the Chazon Ish, because it carries the authority of the Chazon Ish, and they apply the heter of Baal HaBayir to all of these situations.
But either one doesn't discount today. You said before that the Rambam expresses it as they.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. The they and the she. But you're right. That's also, they understood Amos Baila Aleho. That perhaps buttresses this understanding. Why did Rashi say Amos? Why did Rashi say she's afraid of the husband? Why didn't Rashi say they're afraid of the husband? Why did he focus on the she? So according to the Chazon Ish, it's possible. Because it's only she. She has that state of mind. The other fellow, the paramour, he's not afraid. He doesn't have that nervousness. But if the fear is the husband to walk in the door, so then the Chazon Ish should both have that fear. Of course, that may not be true either. Maybe only she's afraid the husband will walk in the door and she'll ruin her marriage. What does the hell? The other guy cares. So he'll leave. So what? So what'll be? So it's not necessarily a proof. So you may remember when I spoke about it, one of the very early shiurim, maybe it was the first year, I wanted to be medayik in the lesson of the Rambam, that the Rambam, he puts the halacha of Baal HaBayir in Hilchos Yisuri Bio. The Rambam puts it together with the halacha at the very beginning of the parak. He has the halacha of Ishto Imoy, that if the husband is together with his wife, so there's no issue of the wife guards the husband. And then many halachas later, he has the halacha of Baal HaBayir together with the halacha of Pesach Pasuach. So at the time, I pointed out that it's really very strange. I would have expected that the Rambam should put halacha of Baal HaBayir together with halacha of Ishto Imoy. They're almost mirror images of each other. The husband's afraid of the wife. The wife guards the husband. The wife is afraid of the husband. So it belongs. Those two halachas belong together. What's it doing all the way much later by the halacha Pesach Pasuach? So I wanted to be medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam understood that the mechanism of Baal Ba'ir is not really a shmirah. It's not really that the husband, that the wife won't be, that there's a shmirah, we're guaranteed. Isha Ima is a shmirah. The wife keeps an eye on the husband, and nothing could happen. Baal Ba'ir, I wanted to say, is not a shmirah. It's just, it's like a Pesach Pasuach. It's not a state of yichud, because the husband can walk in the door. So it's like Pesach Pasuach with Shusarabim. And at the time, we explained, based on that, why it is that an Ishta Ima situation, the husband can serve as a shomer for other people as well. Whereas by Baila Ba'ir, even though there's no Ishta to be miyachid with her, but she can't be a shomer for others. That's how it seemed to be in the Rambam. So we explained that Ishta Ima is a shmira. Baila Ba'ir is not really a shmira, it's just that with her it's not yichud, because for her it's analogous to Pesach Pasuach. So if that's true, so that would be more like whom? More like the Chazanish or more like the Chayodim? More like the Chayodim. It's only like Pesach Pasuach v'Shusharabim if it's based on the idea that the husband may walk in. But if it's based on some kind of internal paranoia, some kind of internal state of mind that she won't fool around when the husband is in town, so that's a shmira. That's like Ishta Ima. So if this diuk is really a sound diuk, this would seem to lend credence to the Havon of the Chayodim that Baal Ba'ir is it's like a Pesach Pasuach. She's afraid of the husband walking in, and not like the Chazanish, that Baal Ba'ir is a nerve. But anyway, I don't want to be machriya. It's a major machalik. It's a paiskim. Rav Moshe Feinstein is machmir, for example, like the Chayodim. And the Chofetz Chaim, as I said before, is machmir like the Chayodim. While on the other hand, many gdoli paiskim today are maker like the Chazanish. As far as the definition of Libay Gaspa is concerned, what's exactly called Libay Gaspa? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that it includes even a business relationship. If let's say a secretary or people who do business together, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes that that's also considered to be Libay Gaspa and it does not have the heter of Baal Ba'ir. Even though the language of the Shulchan Aruch would seem to me not to be that way. The Shulchan Aruch says Libay Gaspa means Shegodlo Imay, they grew up together, or she's Krevosli, she's his relative. Those are the much more close relationships than a business relationship. If it even included business relationships, the Shulchan Aruch should have said so. So I don't know. I would think the Shulchan Aruch is not mashma this way, but the Aruch HaShulchan understands that Libay Gaspa includes even the contemporary place can say this way as well, that even a business relationship, a secretary, a boss and a secretary and so on, would fall under the heading of Libay Gaspa and therefore would not enjoy the heter of Baal Ba'ir. Right, so that's heter number one. Before we leave the heter of Baal Ba'ir, I want to point something else out. We had the story about Rabbi Bibi, very interesting story, where Rav Yosef left his wife alone in the house with Rabbi Bibi, so he told them they should pull the ladder out from where Rabbi Bibi is, from under Rabbi Bibi, so that Rabbi Bibi shouldn't be able to climb down, and therefore prevent the issur of Yichud, because it was Libay Gaspa, and it was a problem of Yichud. So the Chazon Ish is said to have asked, why wasn't there a concern that Yichud is a two-way street? Why weren't they concerned that Rav Yosef's wife would put the ladder back? Right? If it's Libay Gaspa, they're old friends, and we're afraid about a Yichud situation. So just like there's a concern, it's halacha concern. I'm not saying that Rav Yosef really thought, but there was a halacha concern of Yichud. So Rav Yosef wanted to take off the problem of Yichud by pulling the ladder out from under a bibi. So what good does it do? Mrs. Rav Yosef will take the ladder and put it right back. What do you mean? Yeah, but it's just a ladder. I mean, I don't know if that's really across the street. I hear what he's saying that makes it like two different houses. So the Chazanish didn't say that way. The Chorodat could be, we could say that way. That would also have the same ramification. Even we'll see in a second. So the Chazanish wanted to prove from this question that the concern by Yichud, even though Yichud is always, we'll talk in a few minutes about Oymus, but past this, the concern of Yichud is mutual consent, that they're going to be mezana by mutual consent. Nonetheless, it's always framed, the Yisraelim, when they talk about what we're afraid of, they always talk about pitui, that the man will seduce the woman. And that's how we conceive of it, that the concern is that the man will seduce the woman. So the Chazon Ish said that the concern is always that the man will instigate. And then the woman will be brought on board. So as long as the man can't get down, said the Chazon Ish, we're not concerned that the woman would put the ladder back. If a bibi can't get down, then the pita can't start, and therefore there's no problem. And based on this, the Chazon Ish said a psak, which is a major kula, that if you have a situation of yichud, let's say a man and a woman are in the same apartment, but the woman is in a different room and she locks the door, and she's not going to come out. Let's say she has a bathroom, an adjacent bathroom to her room, that takes off the issur of yichud. It's like you took the ladder away. The man can't get into the woman. Either woman could unlock the door. We're never concerned. We're always concerned about him going to her, never about her going out to him. So that's a major kula, and this is a psak of the Chazon Ish, which circulated and has gained a lot of circulation. And based on this, this is one of the kulas which Rabbanim sometimes use to allow a situation of that would otherwise be yichud. Now, of course, this has limited a scope. First of all, you know, you can't just have a man and a woman alone in an apartment, so until she gets into a room and locks the door, it's going to be yichud. But where it's more relevant is if you have, let's say, two men and a woman. And so that's not yichud. If they're kshayrim, two men and a woman is not yichud. But they want to put her up for the night. And overnight, already it would be yichud, because overnight they have the halach of the raiva that we learned about, that you need an extra person. So based on this Chazon Ish, many rabbonim paskin that in such a situation, if the woman has a bathroom that's connected to a room, she has her own private bathroom, so she's not going to have to leave the room to go to the bathroom. If she locks the door for the night, then that takes off the Isser of Yichud. They say in the name of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld an even bigger kula. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, he apparently understood, like Mr. Schechter is saying, that the taking away the ladder broke the whole connection. It's not that it's the man going to the woman and not the woman going to the man. Once the ladder is gone, so the connection is broken, and therefore Bechal is not a situation of Yichud. And therefore Rav Yosef Chaim is said to have paskined that even if the man locks his door, that also takes off the Yisra of Yichud. As long as the door is locked, you would have to unlock the door, that breaks the Yichud situation. But that's not generally accepted. The Chazon Ish's psak has gained a lot of circulation, but this more radical kula of Rav Yosef Chaim has not. The truth is, the story itself, there's other ways to be doicha the story. Because later on, the Gemara has another story about Rav Amram, that Rav Amram used to make fun of, used to mock the Yetzer Hara. He would say, the Yetzer Hara, he would gira ve'ene the sultan. So the Yetzer Hara decided he's going to show him. So one day, there was a bunch of women who had been captured and redeemed from captivity, and they were brought to Rav Amram's house. They were up in the second story, and Rav Amram was down below, and the ladder had been removed. And then a light shone on one of the faces, and the Yetzer Hara grabbed the hold of Rav Amram, and he took the ladder, and the Gemara says it was such a heavy ladder, it would have taken 10 people to carry, but he carried it himself, and he put it down, and he was going to climb up, and then halfway up, he caught himself, and he started screaming, "Fire, fire, there's a fire in Rav Amram's house." So all the neighbors came running, and he was not nichshol. So you see from that story, besides many things you can see from that story, but one of the things you see from that story is that the ladders were very heavy. So it could be that the ladder was too heavy for Rav Yosef's wife to carry on her own. So right away, that takes off the problem. It was like Pia Be'er. You needed, like the Evan of Pia Be'er, you needed a lot of people to move this ladder. So Mela, taking away the ladder right away would... You see, Rav Yosef told the servants to take away the ladder. Why didn't he take it away himself? Maybe it was too heavy. Of course, Rav Yosef was blind. Maybe that's not a proof. But in any event, incidentally, they bring us from that story a proof that even a blind person has been a Baal Avir. Because Rav Yosef was blind, and yet the Gemara said it was Baal Avir. That's a side point. But Akapanim, there's other ways to explain why they weren't afraid that Rav Yosef's wife would put back the ladder. It could be there was such a heavy ladder. Mailer of Amram, in a state of excitement, carried the ladder. But Mrs. Rav Yosef, Alter Ebbesen, there was no possible concern that she would be able to carry such a heavy ladder and put it back. What? Yeah, but I don't know if we could build on that. You're right. According to the Chazon Ish, that's how we would read it. But I don't know if that in itself would be a strong enough proof to carry the Chazon Ish's chiddush. So again, there are other ways to explain the story with the ladder. But the Chazon Ish's understanding was that it's always the man going to the woman. As long as the man can't get to her, even though she can get to him, there's no issur of yichud, and that's a fact that has gained a lot of currency. So that's another major kula that we're learning about tonight. We learned about the kula of Baal Avir, and its scope. Chaz Mishne gives it much wider scope. We saw the Chayonim gives it less scope. And then we have this other kula now we're learning about from the Chaz Mishne, that if she locks the door, then that can also take off the Isra of Yichud. Alright, another kula over here that I want to learn about is Shiftes, the Halacha of Pesach Pasuach, which we've mentioned many times, but I want to talk about it now a little bit more fully. Shiftes, Bayesh Epistle Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, Ein Chshash L'Hish Yachid Shomim Ervo. If the house or the room is open to the Rishus HaRabim, so that takes off the Isra of Yichud. And that's a Gemara over there on Pei Aleph as well. Here also, there is a major Machlokes HaPoskim regarding the scope of the Hefter of Pesach Pasuach. The Beis Meir and Rabbi Akiva Eger, two of the Gedolei Achrayim, are of the opinion that Pesach Pasuach only works if the door is literally open to the Rishus HaRabim. But if the door is closed, even if it's unlocked, and even if a person could just walk in, but the door is closed and nobody can see in, you don't have the heter of Pesach Pasuach. That's the sheet of Rabbi Kiveger and the Beis Meir. And the proof that they bring, the major proof that they bring, is from a Gemara that we spoke about last week at the end of the Shir. But the Gemara talks about Anoshim Bifnim, the Noshim Bachutz. We have two rooms. The men are on the inside, the women are on the outside. And one of the men went from the men's section into the women's section, and now he's in the women's room together with all of these women. And the Gemara says it's Osir Al Yichud. So the Achayim asks, the Beis Meir asks, why is that Yichud? They're just like this man went from the men's room to the women's room. Obviously, the door's not locked, and the Gemara doesn't say anything about his locking the door behind him. So another man could also walk in, or other men could also walk in from the men to the women. So it should be equivalent to Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, and it should be Mutter. So why does the Gemara say that it's Osir? So based on this, says the Beis Meir and says Rabbi Kveger, that the fact that people could walk in does not help. The door has to be open. Pesach Pasuach means literally that the Pesach is Pasuach, the door is open. If the door is closed, even though it's not locked, it is not, according to the Beis Meir and Rabbi Kveger, it is not called Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. So he assumes that it's the same thing. Doesn't matter. So you're right. That's another alternative. Other places can disagree. Other places can disagree, and they say as long as the door is unlocked, even if it's closed, as long as it's not locked, and a person could walk in, it has the heter of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. And they point out that there are Rishonim who say that way. Rabbi Yoyim says that way in Shara Yira, and the Rashba says that way in Tshuva as well. The Beis Meir wants to amend the Magir, that Shuvah Sarasba, but the Poshub Shat in the Rasba is like this, is this way also, and many other, the Mabit and the Radvaz, the early Achronim also say the Feirus, that Pesach Pasuach is, even if the door is closed, as long as it is unlocked, it is Mutter. Aye, what about the story with Anoshim Bifnim, Anoshim Bachutz? What do you do with that proof? So the Chayogim answer is, like you're saying, that the answer is Poshub, that there it wasn't Rishus HaRabim, the Heter of Pesach Pasuach is only if it's open to Rishus HaRabim. But if it's only open to a chotzer, or unlocked to a chotzer, then you don't have the heter of Pesach Pasuach. So, Rishus HaRabim means a street.
Any street is Avenue L, is a side
street? Yeah, even that's also Rishus HaRabim, but not a chotzer. It means as opposed to a chotzer.
What's a chotzer?
Like a chotzer means it's private property. It's private property, like a hallway. So this I mentioned last week at the end, that the minhag is to rely on the second shita, since it's Rishonim that say this way, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tshuva Sarasba, and so on. So even though it's Rabbi Kveger on the other side and the Beis Meir, which are not the small names, but the minhag is to be mekel and to allow Pesach Pasuach to use the heter of Pesach Pasuach even if the door is closed, as long as it's unlocked. But I pointed out last week, if the door is closed and unlocked, but it fronts on a chotzer, not on a Rishus HaRabim, so then it's really it's hard, almost impossible to be Mekel, because Mimonoshach, we need one of these two answers. We have a Gemara that says that Anoshim Bifnim and Anoshim Bachutz is also. So either we have to say, like the Beis Meir and Rabbi Kveger, that Pesach Pasuach means the door has to literally be open, or we have to say, like Chayodom, that the difference is that there is not a Rishus HaRabim and you need a Rishus HaRabim. But if you have a door that's closed, not locked, but closed, and it doesn't front on a Rishus HaRabim, it only fronts on a Chotzer, like let's say an apartment, and it fronts on the corridor in the apartment, so then Mimonoshach, according to Rabbi Kveger and the Beis Meir, it's not Pesach Pasuach at all, because the door is closed. And even according to the other Shittas that we do rely on, that as long as it's unlocked, it's okay, But it has to be Yerushas Rabim, not a Chotzer. So it's not 100%, because there are other Eitzes for that Gemara. There's a Chazanish apparently who wrote in a letter that the Eitzah is that it's talking about where all the other men are cripples and they can't get out. I don't know. It's hard to believe. It's not printed in the Sefer. They supposedly the letter from the Chazanish, and that's what he said, such a very, almost bizarre kind of shot in the Gemara. But the simple answers, the positive answers, are the answers. There's another answer from the Binyan Tzion and the Orach Lamer, and there's two of us. He writes, the answer is that the men are always reluctant to go into the ladies' room. This is a men's room. This is a ladies' room. The men aren't going to go so fast into the ladies' room. This one guy, he was a Segis, he went in. But like this, normally, B'derech Olam, if they don't walk into the room, it says ladies in front, they're not going to walk in. But otherwise, you have to have the Pesach Pesuch. That's also a very big doichuk as an answer. The positive answers are the Kreger and the Beis Meir or the Chayodim. But to have a door that's closed and unlocked and in front and a chotzer, so then you have neither of these two approaches. So Pashas says that should be awesome. Okay. All right. And so again, the minhag is to be meko like the Rabbeinu Yoino, like the Chayodim, like the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Mavit, the Radvaz, that as long as the door is closed, even if it's closed, as long as it's unlocked and as long as it fronts on Rishus HaRabim, so it is, it's mutter under the heading of Pesach Pesuach. So that's an interesting question. There are Peshkim who say that it's only if there's a real chance that somebody will walk in. But if it's a kind of situation where nobody's allowed to walk in, it's like a private house, and nobody's expected there, the guy lives there alone, nobody's allowed to walk in. So just because the door is unlocked, there's no real concern that a person's going to walk in. So there are places people say that that's not called Pesach Pesuach. Pesach Pesuach means it's open, and there's a real chance that somebody will walk in. And now this is the Chazanish disagrees, and the Chazanish says also, it's a nerve. Pesach Pesuach, which is Rami, says it's a nerve, it's a state of mind. The door is unlocked, anybody could walk in, even though the Maisa is not expecting anybody to walk in, nobody's allowed to walk in. The Chazanish maintained that that's nonetheless called Pesach Pesuch. This is also in the game all the time. You have somebody, a private house, a cleaning lady comes, so you leave the door unlocked. So according to the Beis Meir and the Kreger, it doesn't start. The door has to be open. Even if we rely on the other Shitas, so the door is it's enough for the door to be closed, to be unlocked, even if it's closed. But some place can hold that nonetheless has to be a real possibility somebody's going to walk in if it's a private house and nobody's expected. So it's not Pesach Pesuch, Lushas Rabim. But the Chazanish says here also, he's Mekel, and he says that, no, it's dust is a nerve, it's a state of mind. The door is unlocked, he doesn't feel that he's alone with the lady, and it has the heter of Pesach Pesuach.
Even according to those ones who are Machmer,
right.
Even if you open the door, again, a private house, who's going to just constantly just open? I mean, unfortunately, if you leave it open too long, you live in the wrong neighborhood, you might have some...
He said, so the Chazanish says it doesn't matter, even if you're not, the Chazanish writes, or it says... Chazanish is quoted as having said that even if nobody has permission to walk in, and you have no ach v'reya who's going to walk in, you don't have any good friends in town that are just going to barge in on you. Nonetheless, he says it's a state of mind, and if the door is unlocked, it is mutter. It's like also you have a doctor's office. Again, a woman goes into a doctor's office. So we've talked before about Baila Ba'ir. Pesach Pesuch also is in the game over here. The door is not locked, but Lemaisa, nobody barges in on the doctor when he's examining a patient. So again, according to the Chazanish, you have the heter. They'll knock. Yeah, they're going to knock, but they're not going to just barge in. So according to the Chazanish, it's still mutter because that's a state of mind. The door is not locked, and it's a state of mind. And according to other Paiskim, it's taka, it's also. Other Paiskim so hold that it's not allowed.
So does that mean that an apartment house dwelling is a bigger problem?
Yeah, apartment house is a bigger problem because it doesn't lead to Rishus Rabim, it leads to a chutzah. So just leaving the door unlocked is not an etzem. There is another application. There's a tshuva from the Daim of Mishorim. What?
Is opening the door in an apartment house an
etzem? So that they hold as mutter because then even Rabbi Kreger would allow it. Yeah, so that they allow it. So you could argue not. Right, you're right. You could argue that just like that maybe there's a... We understood Rabbi Kreger as being more machni, requires the door to be open. Maybe in a sense he's more mekel. The door has to be open, but it could even be open to a chotzer. But according to the other sheet of the Chayodom, so maybe only Rishus Rabim. So he allows the door to be closed and unlocked, but maybe even if it's open, it has to be to Rishus Rabim and not to a chotzer. Nonetheless, the place can say that if it's open, even if it's open to a chotzer, it's by definition not yichud, and it's mutter according to everybody. That's the working assumption, that it's mutter. If the door is mamish open, it's mutter according to everybody.
Comes in the
Yes, so then it's mutter, nechrami. But if the door is closed, I'm saying if the door is closed and unlocked and it open and it fronts on a chotzer, then nechrami, then it's not called Pesach Pasuch. There's another application over here, which is the Doiv of Meisorim, who's a Galatian, a Pesach, I believe. He writes that even if the door is locked, but if the other members of the household have keys and they could come home any minute, that also is considered to be Pesach Pesach. Because the lock doesn't mean anything because they have the keys. That's how he passes. Now, the truth is there's room here to argue. Because one could say, based on what we just saw, that the heter Pesach Pesach is only to a shesarabim, not to a chotzer. So if these people have keys, then maybe the fact that the Bnei Bayis have keys doesn't make it more than a chotzer. They're not a shesarabim. They're not so many Bnei Bayis that they constitute a shesarabim. There are a few people. It's equivalent to a chotzer. So maybe it's not a mutter. But they make them nonetheless. The Pesachim and Machalik, they say, the Medayik and the Chayodim this way, that it's mutter anyway, because the fact that a chotzer, you don't really expect anybody to walk in. What's the chance? There's not so many people anyway. Anybody's going to walk in. But if the Bebayis really have keys and they're expected home, so then you have, that's stronger. And the Pesachim and Machalik in that case, and they allow it, and they consider it analogous, morally equivalent to Pesach Pasuch L'Shisarabim. This is all the time. Let's say a husband is home, and there's a cleaning lady, and the wife went out shopping, and she's going to come back any minute, and the wife has a key. So the heter of Issa Imo you don't have. Issa Imo is only if she's in the house. Here she's not in the house, she went away. And the door is locked. The door is locked. But the wife has a key. So based on this way, one could say that since she has a key, and she can walk in at any minute, that's equivalent to Pesach Pasuach L'Shusaradim. If she doesn't have a key, then you don't have a heter. But if she has a key, then it falls under heter. What?
The office would be the same thing.
The same thing. You have an office. We were talking about the other day. You have a case. We have several people who are using an office, and there's a secretary in the office, and they all have keys. So again, since there's people who really belong there and are expected there and could walk in any minute, and they all have keys, so that's equivalent. The place can say that's equivalent to Pesach Pasuach L'Shusarabim, the state of Meisorim, which is accepted. And even though it's not united, there are people who are chaylik, but it's generally accepted to use this kula of the Doiv and Meisharim to allow that.
Other ones have to be men, because women would be...
Right, they have to be men. So this is a shayla. What if it's women? Pastors, you're right. Pastors, if it's women who have keys... No, so wife not, but if it's other women, so then you're right, then it's a problem. What is the help that the other women could barge in? Zvayt yichud. Because one man with 10 women is yichud, according to most Rishonim. So what does it help to give the other women keys? There are some places people say that. They say if you start off with many women, so he could be mafat to all of them, so that's called, that's awesome. But if he's only there with one, and another one's just going to barge in, so they say that takes off that's also called pasuch. Even though it's only pasuch for women, but a woman could barge in, that also will disrupt the state of yichud. There are other places who want to go even further with this heter of pesach pasuch. I heard Rav David Cohen told me that he heard from Rav Gustman, that who was a big paisik, of course, that Rav Gustman held, and he used to pass them this way, that if the man is expecting a phone call, you know, he told somebody to call him, and he's expecting the call, and if he doesn't answer, the person will be surprised, why is he not answering, he told me to call, that's also like Pesach Pasuch L'Shusarabim, and takes off the Yisra V'Yichud, which is mamish a while. I saw another heter, Rav Moshe, in the last chalik of Igros Moshe. In this tshuva, Rav Moshe writes that even if the door is locked, but he's expecting somebody to knock on the door without a key. The guy doesn't have a key, but he's expecting somebody to knock on the door, it takes off the Isra of Yichud, because he's going to feel that he has to answer the door. What? Oh, so that's the Native Yehuda. The Native Yehuda writes that if there's a window open and people can see in, that also takes off the Israel of Yehud, presumably because it's analogous to Pesach Pasuch. Rav Moshe holds, here and here, Moshe is a chumra. Rav Moshe, we just... What? Yeah, if they're in that room. Yeah, of course, they have to be in that room. They can't be in another room. Rav Moshe has a chumra. I just told you a big kula from Rav Moshe that if people could knock on the door, he says it's going to take off the Yisra of Yichud. Rav Moshe has a chumra, on the other hand. He holds that even if people could see in the window, But if the man and the woman could go to another room where people won't be able to see them, then it's also. They're in the room where they're in the front room where people can see. But since they could, if they want to, go to a different room, so he holds that that's also. He compares it to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, to the Mashal rather. Remember the Mashal holds that a Kotan is not a Shmira if the man and woman could leave the Kotan behind and go to a Mokam Tzanua. So he explained, the idea is that a Kotan doesn't really prevent the state of Yichud. The man could seduce the woman in front of the Kotan as well. All he can't do is he can't actually be Mizana with her. But all the preliminaries he could do in front of the Kotan because the Kotan doesn't understand what it all means. So therefore, since he could do everything else, so it's just a Shmira that they can't actually be Mizana. As long as they could walk away to go to a different place, the Mashal holds that that's also. So Ramesha holds, apparently by analogy, that if people could see in the window, that's still Yichud. He could say whatever he wants to her, he could be Mefater as much as he wants. The only thing is, they can't actually be Mizana. So just to be Mizana, they could go into a different room. That's not called the Shmira. The Shmira has to be that they can see from the window to all the rooms in the all of the rooms in the house. That's the Chumra of Ramesha. Ramesha holds the same thing by a car. A man and a woman are alone together in a car. The Ramesh holds that it's Yichud. Eye people could see in the window. So Ramesh doesn't matter. They could drive to a Makam Sanua. They could drive to a motel. So Mele it's Yichud. That's not generally accepted. Again, just like the Kula that I told you before is not generally, this Chumra is not generally accepted. It's generally accepted if people could see in the window. It's not a situation of Yichud at all. And if they could see into the car, it's not a situation. I'm not talking at night when nobody could see. During the day when people could see into the car, it's generally accepted that that's not called Yichud. But again, according to Ramesh, a man and a woman in a car, even in the city, Lachara. He doesn't say Beferish, he says in a car. But it's the same story. What's the difference? Ramesh holds a man and a woman in a car is Yichud. Yeah, it's a Kasha, I don't know. A Kasha and a Maisha. Sif Yud. Oh, this is a real interesting one. Sif Yud. Mutter is Yachid and Steyev Amish. It's mutter to be miyached, even though it's ordinarily also to be miyached with two women. But if the two women are yevamos, that means they're married to two brothers. They're sisters-in-law, they're married to brothers. Oyim shtei tzoros, or two women who are married to one man. Oyim isha v'chamaisa, or a daughter-in-law with a mother-in-law. Oyim isha ubas baila, or a woman with her stepmother. Oyim isha ubas chamaisa, or a woman and the daughter of her sugar, meaning her husband's sister. A sister, it's another, the other kind of sister-in-law. In all of those cases, it's mutter to be misyachin with these kinds of pairs. Because they don't like each other. And maybe they're not going to cover up for each other. So, what's this? So the Gemara, it's the Gemara, in Yevamos. The Gemara explains why don't they like each other. The Gemara says the Yevamos don't like each other because they're afraid, so Rashi says, because they're afraid they'll fall to Yibum, and they'll become Tzoros, and Tzoros we know don't like each other. So if that's true, then that would only be Bizmana Gemara, or in those places where they actually practice Yibum. In Minag Ashkenaz is not to practice Yibum, only to do Chalitza, so this concern wouldn't apply. However, the Magen Mishnah says that it's a Teva, that Stam Yibum is a Soyne Zuazu, and therefore the Minag is to rely, the Sukhan Aruch and the Ramah, they just bring this Halacha, they don't say it's not, the Ramah also doesn't say it doesn't apply Bizmana Zeh. Apparently, the Ramah held that even Bisman Azeh, when we don't have Yibum, Shtei Yevamos are Shoynos Zu Ezu. No, no, the husbands are alive, but there's a potential that they could. That's called Yevamos. It means potential Yevamos, because she's Choshesh, the husband will die. Rashi learns she's Choshesh, the husband will die, and she'll fall to Yibum. But the Ramah misses, no, it's nothing to do, even if they have children, even if there's no chance that they'll fall to Yibum. The fact that it's a situation, for some reason, sisters-in-law don't like each other. Isha v'chamaisa, a woman with her shviger. So why don't they like each other? So the Gemara says, a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law. So I don't know if we really need an explanation, but the Gemara gives an explanation. The Gemara says that the shviger hates the daughter-in-law because she feels that the daughter-in-law, the husband, when the father dies, the son will inherit, and the daughter-in-law will then balabusta in the property that she feels is really hers. It was she's the balabusta in her husband, the mother-in-law. Everything belongs to the husband. But the wife feels that she's the balabusta. She knows when the husband dies, it's all going to go to the son, and the daughter-in-law will be the balabusta. So she says, but she says in her heart, the Gemara says, Zu toichal kol yigiai ve'amoli. I decorated the house and I put up the drapes and I invested all of this work in the house. In the end, the daughter-in-law is going to be the balabasta. And therefore, that they don't like each other. And because the mother-in-law doesn't like the daughter-in-law doesn't like the mother-in-law either. It's just a gemara, kemayim panim el panim. It's always mutual. So memela, they don't like each other. So the Lady Behuda says, it's a tshuva from the Lady Behuda. He says like this, what does she care? So the Lady Behuda says that it has a tshuva. He says that if the daughter-in-law got married after the husband died, so then that doesn't apply. Because the son already yashent. So then you don't have this happen. All right, so this is another state. Then we have Ishu Baz Baila, a stepmother. So the Gemara is also a similar thing, that the daughter hates the stepmother because she says that this woman is everything that my mother, who's dead, everything that my mother built up, now this new wife is coming in and she's taking advantage of, and therefore she doesn't like her. So therefore, also the person can say it's only if it's this kind of situation where the mother, where the first wife died. But if the first wife was divorced and she took a settlement already, so then it doesn't apply. Ishu bas chamoisa, a daughter and a sister. Ishu bas chamoisa, that means a wife with her shviger's daughter. That means her brother, her sister-in-law, her husband's wife. So the Gemara's a shaila, why they don't like each other. One story is because the wife says, the husband's sister says, my father died, and I'm not going to inherit anything, because I'm a daughter, daughters don't inherit, and my brother's going to inherit everything, and his wife is going to be the balabasta. I mean, maybe she doesn't like, this type happens all the time, right? You have families, there's a Yerusha, there's a fight, and the best of families, all of a sudden, nobody talks to each other. So the Gemara has one story, that's what's going on here as well. It didn't even happen yet. It's like the joke, you can keep your jack. You know the story, the guy's car breaks down, and he's going to the nearby farmhouse to borrow a jack. And as he's going, he's dreading Zechayim how the guy's not going to give it to him, and he's going to probably he's not a friendly guy, and he's not going to lend him the jack. And he works himself up into a state. Finally, he knocks on the door, and the guy opens up, and he says, "You can keep your stupid jack." So here, it didn't happen yet, but she's already planning ahead. She knows the father's going to die, and she's not going to inherit everything. The sister-in-law's going to get everything, so they're already secreted. That's one explanation of the Gemara. And then the Gemara is another explanation, that the reason why they hate each other is because the shviger hates her. Well, again, you have the daughter-in-law hates the shviger. That we already established. And this is the daughter of the shviger. So the daughter already learns from the shviger's daughter learns from her mother to hate the daughter-in-law. So that's all. So the Gemara has a shiloh. What's exactly the svara? There's an afkamina. What if it's a sister minahav and not minahim? So then the Yerusha chesmin you have. But she's not the daughter of the shviger. So that's a shaila. Therefore, we're machmir only to allow this heter when it's a sister from a father. Anyway, the Paiskim say, there's a chasen sefer this way, and other Paiskim, that even if lemaisa we see that they don't hate each other, they seem to love each other. Nonetheless, chazal or kaveya, that at a certain level there's an animosity, even maybe covered up by many layers of love. Nonetheless, there's a certain tension in the relationship. And therefore, we're matir all of these situations. So this is also quite negeh l'maisa, that if you have two women, but one is a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law, or they're sisters-in-law, either kind, either variety, either they're married to brothers, or it's a sister of a husband. So in all of these cases, yichud is mutter. All right, I want to finish, Taka. We're going to go a couple of minutes over. I want to finish. The next halacha is Sif Yud Aleph. Also important to know the halacha. Sif Yud Aleph. Tinoikis Sheibchusu Mibas Solish V'tinik. No, excuse me, before that. Sif Yud, we didn't finish Sif Yud. We're in the middle of Sif Yud. V'chein im isha Sheyesh ima Tinoikis K'tano Sheyedas Tam Bio V'eino Meiseres Asmo L'Bio She'eino Mezano L'Fanel L'Fishim Megala Seiba. A woman who's together with a baby, a child, a little girl. If it will be a little boy, so it's two men automatically. But you have two women. But one of the women is a child, a woman and a little girl. And the little girl is of an age, the Gemara says, that she's yedas tam bio, meaning she knows what bio looks like. Or if she sees bio, she knows that there's something strange, and she'll tell it, she'll talk. But she's ain't a meiseres atzma lebio. She herself doesn't have the yetzahara to engage in bio. So therefore, there's no chash that it'll be mefat to her, and she'll be a witness. So then, she's considered a shomer, and it takes off the issur of yichud. In other words, if she's too little to understand, so she can't be a shomer because she's not going to talk. If she's older, that she herself could be seduced. So that's like any time you have two women, and it's we're afraid, like Rashi says, that it'll be mefata both. But we have an older woman and a little girl who's yedash tambiyah ve'ena mesheres atzmulabiyah. So then she serves as a shomer. So there's a shaila exactly how to define these ages. What is exactly the age here that we're talking about? But time is short. I'm not going to go into the whole arichos about it. The bottom line is the general consensus is that we're talking about older than, let's say, 5 years old, 6 years old, where if she sees bia, even if she doesn't know the facts of life, but she knows this is not normal everyday activity, so she'll talk about it. And she's younger than nine. Nine already is considered to be meisheres atzmon labia, and is also. But if she's between five and nine, then she could serve as a shomer. This is possibly the explanation. By a chosen kala, where the minig is, if the kala became a nido, so they can't be mishyachet together. So the minig is to take a katan and a ktana of this age, between let's say 5 and 9, who are einam yoidim tam biyav einam meisher mashmum lebiyah, to be the shomer for him and for her. All right, there's more here to elaborate, but we'll just leave that at the bottom line again because time is very short. Now, just to correct, one might have the impression based on the shalacha that it should be mutter to be mishyachet with a little girl. With a 7-year-old girl, a man and a 7-year-old girl should be mutter, the same idea. But that's not true. You look at Sif Yud Aleph. Tinoike sheib chusu mi bas sholosh, betinoik tochesh mi ben sheva, mutter li shiachad imayim. The Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter to be mishachad with a girl below the age of 3. Or with a boy, a woman with a boy below the age of 9. Clearly implying that it is also to be mishachad with a girl who's over the age of 3. So why is that also? She's Eina Mitzeres Atzma Labiyah. We just got finished saying that she's a shomer because she doesn't have the HR. She's not Mitzer Atzma Labiyah. So why should this case be also? So this is a shiloh the place can discuss. So some place can say because we're afraid of rape. We're afraid of Einus. She's not Mitzer Atzma Labiyah, but Einus there could be. So, no, but you see the previous shift, we're not Choshes for Pitli. We're Choshes for Pitli, so even a woman and a girl should be also. He'll be Mefat to both. Yeah, but what about Sif Yud Aleph? Sif Yud Aleph said that if you have an adult woman with a 7-year-old girl, it's mutter. Why? Two adults is usher. He'll be mefata both. But an adult with a 7-year-old girl is mutter. Because she's a shomer. She's not meisher atzma labiyah. So why in Sif Yud Aleph, where we have a 7-year-old girl by herself, why should that be usher? So one explanation, some place can say, like I said, look, oinus. Some place can say it's based on the consideration of oinus. The Bach says that way. So when she's together with a woman, so he's not going to be ma'anister in front of the other woman. The other woman will talk. No, he's not going to be ma'anis if there's a witness. But this girl is too little to really explain what happened to her. So mainly we're chayshish. This attack happens all the time. We're chayshish that he'll be ma'anister and she's too little to explain what happened to her. So, or he'll be able to scare her, to frighten her into silence. So mainly we're chayshish for oinus. As you said, not things that are hard for us to understand in this day and age. Other places, the Mechaylet, the Chazanish, the Chayodim, they say there is no chash of oinus. We're never sure the Yisrael. Issur Yichud is not based on Oynus at all. It's always based on Pitui. And therefore they say that that we are Choshesh. We're Choshesh for Pitui even by Ektano, but she's Megala. She's Megala Bashuk. And therefore, for another woman, she's a Shomer, because even if he'll be Mefater, she'll be Megala Bashuk to keep quiet. She doesn't know how. But if she's alone, she won't be able to. She'll have happened to her. She'll be scared. She'll be disoriented. She won't be able to. All right, a little bit hard to let them start. We'll dive in here. Because I want to do a summary. I want to take 5 minutes and summarize. What? Oh, do we have a minion that needs Meyer? Oh, we don't have so many people. All right, this really closes everything that I wanted to do. I want to just do a summary of, just quickly, all of the halachas of Yichud that we've done. Those who want to go to Meyer, maybe should go to Meyer. And for the rest, whoever wants to stay, I'll take 5 minutes. I just want to go through quickly. We learned a lot of halachas, very practical halachas. I just want to take 5 minutes and go through quickly the summary. I also want to mention, assuming that this one came out, I'm recording this, hopefully with the shiurim. If anybody wants, all the shiurim and hilchas yichud are available on a CD. Will be available, Blina, on a CD.
Can I get a copy of this one?
Okay. So just to summarize, based just the Kitzur Nimrutz, all of the halachas that we have been talking about. Yichud, a woman with two men who are ksherim, we learned is mutter, right? That's mutter. Shnei anoshim kshayim is always mutter. If they're putzim, if they're not kshayim, if they're irreligious, or certainly if they're goyim, then it's also not only two men, even ten putzim is also, like the Gemara says, even ten people could steal together, ten people could be mezana together, if they're putzim, they're not embarrassed one from the other, and that's also. If one of the men is, if you have two men, one is kosher and one is parv, let's say one, you have one erlich yid, and the other fellow is not frum, or he's a goy, so that's a machlokes ha'paiske, a machlokes between the mashal and the beis meir. The mashal allows it, the beis meir asers, and we saw that b'shas chak at least there's certainly enough room to be mekel and to rely on the mashal. That's all if you have one woman with several men. What if it's the other way around? One man with two women. So that's osur. The Gemara says noshim baitim kalos. It's a mishnah. One man with two women is always osur. Rashi's opinion is that that's only two women. Three women is mutter. The issue is only for two women. Three women is mutter according to Rashi. Most Rishonim disagree. Most Rishonim say that women is like putzim. Ten women, just like ten putzim are osur, ten women is osur as well. The Stam halacha is like most Rishonim, that ten women is osur. The Ramah brings Rashi as a yesh oimrim. And the Peskim writes that b'shas hadchak, one could rely on Rashi and allow yichud with three, one man with three women. There is a caveat. It can't be iskoyim anoshim. If the man has a professional relationship, his job is to handle with women, then even Rashi agrees that one man with three women is also. Many men and many women, even if the men are prutsim, that's by definition not yichud, and that is mutter. How much is many men and many women? So we saw machlokes about that, if it's two and two or three and three. But passus in the Shulchan Aruch is that it means three and three, and therefore that's how one should paskin. Three men and three women, even if the men are prutsim, the men are kshayim, so even two men is okay. If the men are prutsim or they're goyim, then you have to reach the threshold of three men and three women. Okay, baderech, we also learned halacha that if they're on the road, if they're traveling, so even though two men is enough, on the road you always need a third person, you need a reserve, because one person may go to the bathroom, and therefore you have to have two men, you have to have an extra person, which for a total of three men with the one woman. However, Rabbeinu Yerucham writes that that's only if the men are traveling to protect the woman. But if they're not traveling in order to protect her, they just happen to be traveling together, so then it's mutter, because in that case, if one man has to go to the bathroom and the other man doesn't want to be left alone with the woman, so he'll go also to the bathroom and there won't be a problem of yichud. Others disagree with this, Rabbeinu Yerucham, but I said at the time that I think one could rely on it, especially nowadays where the chash of going to the side of the road and going to the bathroom is really a very vital chash. Usually you go to a rest area on the highway or something, and it's not really a major concern unless you're going on a hiking trip. And anyway, I wouldn't recommend two men to go on a hiking trip with a woman anyway. So I think that one could rely on. At night, we also learned halacha that at night you need an extra person. So if two men is not enough, you have to have three men at night, because we're afraid one man is sleeping. So therefore, you have to have an extra person, unless it's Ishta Imai takes off the problem of Laila. But I also mentioned Chazanish. Chazanish says if the woman locks the door, then that could take off the Yisra of Yichud. So that would be an Eitz. If you have such a situation, you have two men and a woman, and she needs to stay overnight, so if she locks the door, then you have a Heter of a Chazanish, that would take off that problem. Okay, it's mutter to be misyached with a mother or a daughter or a sister. Even though sister is machlekes yishayim, but most paiskim paskin a sister is mutter. Also mutter to be misyached with anybody as long as your wife is with you. That's the halacha of ishta imoy. It's also mutter to be misyached with a mother and some other lady, because even though the other lady is subject to the Isra of Yichud, but since his mother is out of the picture over here, because he won't be mezana with his mother, so she serves as a shomer to prevent the Isra of Yichud from going into effect. That's really a machlokes the Rambam and the Tur, but we saw that the Chanarach Pasuk is like the Rambam, and that's therefore mutter. Likewise, if you have several putzim, but one of the putzim is Ishta Imoy, so that's also mutter, because the man who's Ishta Imoy, he serves as a shomer for the others. Okay, Baila Be'ir. We learned halacha today about Baila Be'ir, that if the husband is in town, that it's mutter to be misyachad with his wife, emas Baila Aleho, unless they're on intimate terms. If it's Liba Gaspa, if they're close friends, close relations, then you don't have the heter of Baila Be'ir. But otherwise, Baila Be'ir is a heter. It's a shaila by adopted children, I mentioned before. Adopted children, pastors is yichud with adopted children. The heter b'ayil of ir l'chayim won't apply because that's a very much a situation of libei daspa. They mamish together in an intimate setting, an intimate kind of relationship. So l'chayim, you don't have the heter b'ayil of ir by adopted children. Ramesh's mekel doesn't matter. Ramesh has a kula that he's mekel by adopted children altogether. Has a very radical kula. He says, since they live together as a family unit, so if there's any hanky-panky, the wife will realize just by her sensitivity to the emotional undercurrents in the family, if the husband is fooling around with the children, the wife will realize it, and therefore there's no issue of yichud. That's a very radical kula. Many, many paiskim don't agree with that. It's hard to see exactly what it's based on. If it's nagei l'maisa, you have to ask the rov, and it needs to be thought through very carefully. That's not a also. You have to tell an adopted child that they're adopted. Unless they were, they have to know what their status is in Monashach. If they're Jewish, they have to know that they're adopted. It shouldn't be Achnois Yachoisa. He could wind up marrying his sister, the Gemara says. And if he's a ger, so you have to tell him that he's a ger. So what? He's an adult. Aloch is an adopted child has to know that he's adopted. Okay. You don't have to tell them the three, but they have to be told. Okay, we also saw today a shaila. What's the gather of Baal Abayir? The Chayodim holds Baal Abayir. It means that the wife is afraid the husband will walk in. But if she's not afraid the husband will walk in because he just called, he's in Manhattan, or because he doesn't know where she is, she didn't tell him where she's going, and so on, so then you don't have the heter, according to the Chayodim of Baal Abayir. Likewise, the Chayodim holds if the husband gave her permission to have this guy in the house, like he told her, call the plumber. So according to the Chayodim, you don't have the heter of Baal Abayir. The husband will come home. He won't be surprised to find them together. The Chazanist disagrees. Chazanist is Baal Abayir is a nerve. It's a state of mind. And therefore the Chazanist holds that it is Baal Abayir is a blanket heter as long as the husband is in town, even though he doesn't know where she is and there's no real possibility he'll walk in. Nonetheless, it is mutter. We saw in the Rambam maybe indications that the Chayodim is right. But nonetheless, many Paiskim rely on this Chazanist. Another heter is Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, an important heter. If the door to the Rishus HaRabim is open, we saw today a machlokes what that means. Rabbi Kiveger holds it means the door is literally open, people can see in. But other Paiskim, the Mabit, the Radvaz, the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Tshuva Sarasko, say that as long as the door is unlocked, then you have the heter of Pesach Pasuach. However, we limited that. We said it has to be Pasuach to a Rishus HaRabim and not to a Chotzer, not to a corridor, and so on. If the Bnei Bayis, other members of the household, have keys, and there's a likelihood that they'll walk in, so we said today, the David Mishorim says that is mutter, it's analogous to Pesach Pasuach. We also learned halacha today that it's mutter to be mizyachad with two women if they're the kind of women who don't like each other, like their daughter-in-law and their mother-in-law, or two sisters-in-law, two yevamas, and so on. We also learned halacha that it's mutter to be mizyachad with a woman and a ketana between the ages, let's say, of 5 and 8, who is old enough to understand that hanky-panky is going on and young enough that she herself is not likely to be seduced, so that she can serve as a shomer. But nonetheless, it's usher to be mishachid with a little girl by herself. A 3-year-old girl, a 4-year-old girl, a 5-year-old girl is subject to the issur of yichud. Likewise, it's usher to be mishachid with a 9-year-old boy. An adult woman is not allowed to have yichud with a 9-year-old boy or a 10-year-old boy or an 11-year-old boy. That is usher. Worth noting, what about a 9-year-old boy with a 3-year-old girl? So that's mutter. The person can say that yichud is only one of the two people has to be bar mitzvah. There's no chinuch for yichud. I don't know why, but as they state in Pesachim, that there's not. I don't know if it's not because there's no chinuch. Since neither one is old enough to be a mefater, so we don't have an issur of yichud. Somebody has to be an adult, but an adult is also to have yichud with a child. If the child is over 3 in the case of a girl, or over 9 in the case of a boy. Right, that brings to a close Hilchos Yichud. There's more halachas, but the halachas that we're planning to do, that brings it to a close. And again, we'll reconvene, Mitzvah Shem, not this Tuesday, but the Tuesday after that.